Okay, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages. Today we're going to be in Mem Tes Med Aleph from the two dots. Does this work for you? It doesn't? It's too bad. It's going to work for you. Tanu Rabbanan, our holy rabbis taught us. Mau. Oh, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. We have to go back up about seven lines from there. Pligiba. That's what we're up to, correct?
Yeah, we didn't stop at like a two dots.
Yeah. Please, we went. Pligiba Abba Yosi ben Dustoi v'Rabbanan. There was a machlokes between Yosi ben Dustoi and the Rabbanan. Charamar hatovu meitiv tzricha malchus. One says in the bracha of tovu meitiv, which is the fourth bracha of Birkas Hamazon, there we does require melech haolam, right? Baruch atah Hashem melech meinu haolam. How does that bracha go? We do start at the zoi. V'charamar eina tzricha malchus. One says it does not require malchus. Right, you know which bracha I'm talking about? Hatov Meitiv. So does it require a Melech HaOlam? What do? Let's see how many times you guys bench a day. Nu, what do? It's the fourth. Uven Eishlaim Erkadosh Meir Baruch Ata Hashem Baruch Nei Eishlaim Meir. Then what do we say right after that? What are the next six words?
Oh,
Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. It is a Melech HaOlam, right? And then what do we say after that? What's the next word after? You know the song. So anyway, Mandi Amitzricha Malchus. What's the Shorish of the Machlekes? The Gemara tells us. Mandi Amitzricha Malchus. The one who says, you say, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Kasavar Durabanan. He holds this fourth bracha, V'tov Meitiv, is a bracha Durabanan. Therefore, it's not Smucha L'Chaverta. It's not connected to the previous bracha, and therefore it requires a new Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Uman, the Armenian Tzricha Malchus, the one who says it doesn't require Malchus, because he holds Kasavar de Araisa, he holds this bracha is de Araisa, and therefore it's connected to bracha number 3, and if it's connected to bracha number 3 of Uvnei Yushleim Erkadish Menein, Bracha Tashem Bonei Yushleim Amein, you're linking onto that, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam made at the beginning of there, and therefore you do not need to say Malchus by this particular bracha. Okay, now back to where I thought we were starting today. Tanu Rabbanan, Mahu Chosem, what is the Chasima? So one opinion is, Bibinyan Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Moshe Yisrael, says the Gemara, Moshe Yisrael in, Binyan Yerushalayim, lo, the Savior of Israel, you say, but you don't say the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. Ela'ema, rather the Gemara says, Af, underline the word, Af, Moshe Yisrael. That it's not just exclusively Moshe Yisrael, but rather in addition to the Bona Yushalayim, it's also Moshe Yisrael. Okay? So if you're coming to say Moshe Yisrael and not Bona Yushalayim, you would not fulfill your requirement, okay, as stated in Rashi. Story time. Rabbi Rav Huna Ikla Lebe Reish Galusa. One time Rabbi Huna visited the house of the Reish Galusa. Pasuk Bechada. He opened up with one. When he began the bracha, he didn't say, Rachim Hashem Al Yisrael Amecha V'Al Yushalayim Irecha. He only said, Al Yisrael Amecha or Al Yushalayim Irecha. V'siyem, but when he concluded the bracha, he concluded Bitarti, with both, Moshe Yisrael and Bin Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara. So he's Pazim B'chad V'siyem Bitarti. Amr of Chista, Gvurta Lemichtim Bitarti, such a great person like yourself, you're going to conclude with two, V'atanya Rebbe Omer, Ein Chosmin B'shtayim. But didn't Rebbe say, you don't conclude with two? And we'll see why shortly in the Gemara. Okay, actually Rashi says here, so I'll say it here, Shadom L'Osim Mitzvos Chavilos. Because it looks like you are bundling all different mitzvos together. You're not, meaning mitzvos are supposed to be precious, and when something's precious, you do it each individually. But if you lump them all together as one zach, it looks like a burden. So here, you're not supposed to put them all together. So that's why he got chastise the shtickle. Gufa. We're going to refer back to a text we said earlier and further explain it. Rebbe Omer, Ein Choizm B'shtayim. Rebbe Paskins, you don't conclude with two. You don't conclude with Bodhi Shleim Moshe Yisrael. Eisve, Frecht de Gemara Akashe. Eisve, Levi Le Rebbe. What kind of kash is an Eisve? Eisve. No? What kind of question?
Contradictory question.
What? Eisvei. I believe it's a question from a higher authority. I think he was correct. Eisvei. There are all kinds of different questions. You have to know this. You anticipate. You have a maskif versus a meisvei versus or minhu versus an iboi. Okay? So Eisvei is a challenging question, not a question. Maskif would be higher authority, but Eisvei is a question like it's a challenge. Eisvei Levi the Rebbe ala Oritz v'ala Mazon. Eisvei Levi asks Rebbe the following question. It says ala Oritz v'ala Mazon, which seemingly is what? How many different things are we talking about in that particular situation? Two. We just said you don't make brachas too because we don't make mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. So he says, no, it's really one. It's not al eretz v'al mazon. It's referring to, it's not each one independently, it's an eretz demafke mazon. We're talking about a land that, what comes out of the land? The food. Okay, what about al eretz v'al peros? We say in al michya, we lump it all together, al eretz v'al peros. So the Gemara answers, eretz demafke peros. We're talking about a land that draws out fruit. Okay, what about when we say at the end of Yom Tov and davening, right? We say, or, you know, Mekadesh Yisrael, the Hazmanim, right? Sounds like we put together, like Mekadesh Yisrael and the times. So says the Gemara, no, it's not two different things. What is it? Yisrael, Dekachinu, Lizmanim. We're referencing Yisrael as Mekadesh Lizmanim. You notice, I pointed this out before, why does it say Mekadesh Yisrael, the Hazmanim? On Yontif, but on Shabbos we say Mekadesh HaShabbos, not Mekadesh Yisrael HaShabbos. What's the distinction between the two? Nu, what do you think the difference is?
Well, Shabbos is Hashem.
Shabbos is Hashem. Nu, what's the chilek? Explain, why is Shabbos Hashem and Yontif Yisrael?
Because Yontif is for us, Shabbos is for us. Well,
true, but not true. That's not the distinction.
We
set the calendar. We're determining when Sukkot is going to be by when Rosh Chodesh is. We set the calendar. Mekadesh Yisrael through the Beis Din, the Azmanim, because we're the ones who set the calendar. Shabbos is what's called Kvi V'Kaima. It's always established as to what it is. Therefore, Yom Tov, it's Mekadesh Yisrael, the Azmanim, and Shabbos is Mekadesh Shabbos. Nafkaminis also comes out what's called Isara de La'elev, Isara de La'osata. Where is the Kedusha coming from? Is the Kedusha coming from us? And then Hashem comes down here. Is it coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Down to us. Okay, another place that says Mekadesh Yisrael v'Roshei Chadashim. Sounds like, again, it's two different Zachin. Says the Gemara, no, Yisrael dekachinu l'Roshei Chadashim, referring to the Kedusha that Yisrael is sanctifying the Rosh Chodesh. It's all one. Okay, what about when it says Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim? If Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, or Pesach falls out on Shabbos, we make one bracha, we lump together Shabbos, Yisrael, and Yom Tov. How do we get away with that? Says the Gemara, Chutz Mizu. That's an exception to the rule. Wait a second. If it's a rule, there's no exceptions. Asks the Gemara, Maishnacha, what's the difference here? That it's Chadihi, that it's one, and Hasim Tarte, and over there it's two. So says the Gemara, over there, Kol Chadah V'Chada Ba'afei Nafsha. Each one there is its own independent zach. Rashi points out that the difference is, here it's all one inyan. When you say Mekadesh Yisrael, Vazmanim, and Shabbos, it's all referencing one idea, which is that of Kedusha. It's all referencing Kedusha. But when it comes to Moshe Yisrael, Uvnei Yushalayim, that's two different concepts. And therefore, there you would make two separate brachas. You would not lump them all together. Says the Gemara, finally, what's the logic as to why we don't make a chasiba with two different brachas? And we said this already in Rashi earlier, and the Gemara answers, we literally don't make mitzvos into bundles. We don't, like, you know, like, you want to save time, you don't want to make different schleps, so you just put them all together in one big basket and you bring it outside. We don't do that, right, to save time. We don't do that with mitzvahs. When it comes to mitzvahs, we treat each one independently and beautifully. And ein osim mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos. That's the way we treat mitzvahs. Okay, now that the Gemara has told us all the lumdis, my haviyalo, what's the psak halacha? So Amar of Sheshes, fumble. Amar of Sheshes, parts of the gates are. Amar of Sheshes, pasa berachem. We open up with rachem, al amcha Yisrael, and chosem b'moshia Yisrael. We conclude Rachem, we conclude that brach with Moshe Yisrael. But if you pasach berachem al Yushalayim, then you conclude with chosim bebonei Yushalayim. Then you conclude with bonei Yushalayim. So it all depends how you open up the brach of rachem no Hashem alakeinu Yisrael machavai Yushalayim rachem, which we do. But he says if you open up with Yisrael, you conclude with Moshe Yisrael. If you open up with Yushalayim, you conclude with bonei Yushalayim. Says the Gemara of Nachman Omar, afilu pasach berachem al Yisrael, even if you open up rachem, which the beginning of the third bracha of Birkas Hamazon with Yisrael, Chosim bebona Yishlaim, you would conclude with bona Yishlaim. Mishum shenemar bona Yishlaim Hashem. Hashem should build Yerushalayim. Nidcha Yisrael, those people who've been pushed aside by Yisrael, yikanis. You should enter again. Emosei bona Yishlaim Hashem. When is Hashem going to rebuild Yishlaim? Bizman shenidcha Yisrael yikanis. When those people who've been pushed aside by the Jews have re-entered once again. Yes?
What's the difference between the Minhag of saying Rahim versus Rahim
Nah? I don't know. Just like, I think it was a Grah. I don't remember. It's a good question.
Well,
yeah, it's a Pakasha. Yeah, I don't remember. No, it's always a parenthesis, right? I used to not say no, now I say no, but I should look into that. It's a good question. All right, homework for Fuchs. Tomorrow he's going to report to the group. Got to ask 16 rabbis.
16.
All right, if you ask three, that's enough for me. Okay? But you now have a homework assignment. Okay? Don't forget, Radinsky, you'll remember Fuchs. You're over it? Okay. Says the Gemara, Amalei Reb Zeira L'Rav Chisda, Nesi Mar Kamar V'Nes Nein, teach us something. So they wanted Reb Zeira to teach us something. Whether it was in benching or not is unclear, but he wanted him to teach him something. So Amalei, he says back, Reb Zeira says back, Reb Chisda says back to Reb Zeira, Birkas Mazone Lo Gamirne. I don't even know how to bench. V'Tanuya Masnisen, I should come and teach something? Whoa. He's being very humble. Amalei Mai Hai, what are you talking about? Amalei. So he says back, Rav Chisda, the Ikla Lebe Reish Galusa, I visited the house of Reish Galusa, Uberche Berkez Mazone, and I benched, Vizakve Rav Sheshes Lekori Alai Kechivya, and Rav Sheshes, his neck stood up like a snake. Meaning, he wasn't so excited with the way he benched. V'yamai, why? So he says, Delo Amrei Lo Bris, Velo Sora, Velo Malchus. Because in the middle of benching, he didn't mention the Brisecha, he didn't mention the Halakha Torah, and he didn't mention Eretz Yisrael. So he asked the new, so he says, Va'amai, Rav Chisda, Va'amai Lo Amart. Why didn't you say all these things? This is part of benching. Why didn't you say it? So he says, Kid Rav Chanan al Amarav, Yomar Rav Chanan al Amarav, Lo Amar Bris, V'Torah Malchus. If one doesn't say Bris, and Torah Malchus, in the middle of benching, Yotza, you are Yotzei, the mitzvah of benching. So why shouldn't you mention all three of these items? Because they don't apply universally. Bris, lefi she'ena benashim, because bris doesn't apply to ladies. Torah umalchus, when it comes to Torah umalchus, that doesn't apply, lefi she'ena lo benashim velo bavadim. That doesn't apply both to women and to slaves. They don't have a chelek in Torah and Malchus. V'at shavka kol aritanoi v'amaroi v'avdi kirav. So I said, wait a second. Everybody else says you're supposed to say it. You abandoned all the opinions of all the Amoroim and held like Rav? That was a klenikite. Now, what's the source of this argument? I was thinking about it a lot this morning. So, Efshir, it doesn't... What, women don't... You're right. Women don't have the Maisa mitzvah of bris. And women don't have the Maisa mitzvah of Torah. And then of the Maisa mitzvah of Malchus. But avada, they have a chelik in Torah. Avada, they have a chelik in the mitzvah of Mila. And avada, they have the chelik in the mitzvah of Malchus. How could one say, avada, they have none of their potter from the Maisa mitzvah. But a Torah, the Gemara in Brachos we learned earlier, says, how do women get a chelik in Torah? What's their schar? What does the Gemara say in Daf Yud Zayin? They push the men out to learn. Remember, Nashim Shananas, they get a chelik in Olam Haba. What? Driving carpool, you remember that. Givaldik. By pushing their husbands out to learn, by waiting home for the husbands to get home from the base medrash. So women talk have a chelik. So how can we say that they don't have a, that they don't have to, they wouldn't say it. So you can make a universal mitzvah, even if you include Torah, Bris, and Malchus. Okay, weiter. The bracha of Tov Meitiv does require Malchus, which means that after we say Uvnei Yishlaim, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokein HaMelech Olam. What was the svar the Gemara said earlier, just earlier today? What's the logic as to why we would say Malchus in the bracha of Tov Meitiv? What? It's not Samuch L'Chaverta. Givaldik, so says the Gemara, Mai Kamash Malon. What's the logic here? What's the chiddush? So he says, Kol bracha shein ba malchus lo shema bracha. Because any bracha that doesn't have Elokeinu Melech Olam is not considered bracha. Ay, v'rem Rabbi Yochan echad zimna. Rabbi Yochan already said this once before. What are you mechadish to us? So I'm Rabbi Zeira Lomar, shetricha shtei miyat malchuyos. It comes to tell me that I do in fact require two times here to say Elokeinu Melech Olam. Chad dida, one for it, which is by Tovu Meitiv, v'chad debona Yushlaim. And one additionally, also by the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. So you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, right? By Uvenei Yerushalayim, Berakosh Meir Vemina, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Bonei Yerushalayim Amed. And then Vayter, you would say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, by Tohu Meitim. Says the Gemara Yachi, if that's the case, that you require two, and it's not considered bracha, unless you say, Elokeinu Melech Olam, then the Bait Las, then would effectively require three times to be able to say it. And don't call it back to no delacha. So then you would need three. Ella says the Gemara, Bir Chazaretz, my time alo. What's the reason why no that you don't require bracha? Mishum davile bracha smuch lechaverta. Because that's coming off of the heels of the previous bracha of Hazones Olam Kulo. Bonus line nami loti boy. So now bonus line also doesn't require bracha. Why? Davile birchas mucha lechaverta, because that's coming off of the heels of the bracha of Rache, of Ala Kol, of that bracha of Ala Oretz. So it says who adin bonus line nami lo boy. Also bonus line doesn't require lekena melech olam. Lei aidi the amar malchus beis David. But since you're mentioning already the malchus beis David. And that's one form of malchus. Lav orach ara de lo amr malchus shamayim. It's not derech eretz, not to mention what? The ultimate malchus of shamayim. Meaning once you're already mentioning the malchus down below, you gotta mention the malchus up above. Rav Papa Amar Hachi. Rav Papa said the following. Rav Papa Amar Hachi Kamar. This is what I meant to say. Tzricha shtei malchios. Levar mididay. It requires two additional ones with the exception of Tov Meitiv, which comes out to three. So that's how he answers the previous question. Okay, tomorrow we're going to get to very practical halacha in terms of what does one say if one leaves out part of benching. You leave out the Alaviyavos, you leave out the Ritzes, etc., etc. Tomorrow, very important halacha.
Okay, have a wonderful day.